What is your name and what are the primary things you do on a day-to-day basis?
My name is and I'm a stay-at-home mom and an online college student in New York.
When you first learned about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it?
Well, of course, my mom called me to tell me what was going on because I didn't have the news, and she made it sound like it was the apocalypse, like the end of the world. So I was like scared to go outside, you know, I didn't understand what was going on. You know, I quickly got online to find out what was happening and where can I get a face mask, you know, and just what COVID is, because I had no idea until my mom called me.
And what were you most concerned about?
Yeah. Well, my children, my son, he was not even one yet. He was about like 6 months old when the pandemic hit. And, you know, my daughter was three. So I was just really concerned about not catching it. And I didn't want to give it to them and stuff.
So what concerns do you have about COVID-19 on your future employment?
I'm concerned, like, in order to get hired, because I want to be a teacher, do I have to, like, do a lot of COVID testing? Do I have to do testing to even, you know, get the job and stuff like that? Concerns are just, like, you know, I'm making sure that I'm always wearing my mask and stuff like that. Also, if I'm a teacher, I'm also concerned, you know, the kids are going to be taking off their masks, and then that'll be a pain because it's against our, you know, state regulations in the schools up here.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic affected employment of people that you know?
Well, like my mother-in-law, she's a nurse, so it's been really tough on her. And my sister-in-law, because, you know, they work in a nursing home and they've lost a lot of employees now because of, in New York, you have to be vaccinated or you can't work, you know, in a nursing home or a hospital or anything like that. You have to be vaccinated or you're fired. So they've lost a ton of people. So there's only a few nurses left at this really busy nursing home. So, you know, they're really stressed out. And then like some teachers that I know, you know, they have been stressed out with like just trying to get kids to wear their masks and stuff like that.
Yeah. So how has your day-to-day changed because of COVID-19?
Well, we have to wear face masks. I mean, it's not required everywhere anymore, you know, except for like at doctor's offices and stuff, but we wear them everywhere ever since we heard about the Delta variant. So we have to always make sure we have those. You know, sometimes it's hard to find them, so it's just annoying. My daughter and I have small noses, so even getting them to stay on our faces, it's just a pain. We've gone through all different styles just to try to see which ones fit our faces. And my daughter, you know, she's in preschool pre-K program called Head Start up here, and if she gets a runny nose, sneezes, coughs, anything, gets a fever, she has to get tested for COVID or she's not allowed back in school. So that can be a pain because she got tested 2 weeks ago and then she got tested yesterday. So it's just like constant visits to the doctors. Like 2 weeks ago, we went to the ER. Then we tried to go the other day. They wouldn't let us go. They said we had to go to her clinic. So we got to her clinic and did the testing and it came back negative again. So it takes, you know, sometimes it takes a few doctor's notes just to be allowed back in school. The children in New York, they're really strict about it. You know, sometimes they deny, the schools will deny the doctor's note and say, no, this isn't good enough. It needs to be more specific from the doctor. So even just a negative test result isn't always good enough to go back to school with. It's just a little bit of a pain.
So what do you think the biggest challenge has been for you and your family because of COVID?
Probably just trying to not catch COVID, just because, you know, my mom isn't fully vaccinated yet and she's older and has some health problems, and my grandma's 80, so we just try not to catch it and, you know, make sure we're super clean about it. Always wear our face masks to protect them because we hang out with them a lot.
Just... What else have you done to stay safe from COVID besides wearing a mask?
We don't go out much. We stay home a lot, especially since COVID hit. Like, we became like hermits. We've gone out a little bit more this year, but in 2020, we barely left the house. You know, I didn't see friends or anybody. Not even like distant family members, only like a couple family members. Like birthday parties in New York, you could only invite, I think it was 20 people. So, you know, I would only invite a certain amount of people to my son's first birthday in 2020. And, you know, some other distant relatives would get offended. But, you know, when you're in a public place, like I was at an outdoor park, you know, you don't want to get ticketed. So just things like that. Not as many family events, like holidays, you know, people will be in quarantine or people aren't vaccinated, so they won't come to your house, or they just don't want to leave their beds because they're scared, like the older people, like the older great grandmas and stuff, they don't want to leave their houses. Mm. So, you know, we don't see other family members as much, just a few since COVID hit.
So in your community, how do you think the COVID-19 pandemic has played out?
Well, we have a lot of anti-maskers here. You know, up until a few months ago, you had to wear a mask, like, in public, and people were always fighting it, you know, especially if you go to Walmart to get groceries every now and then, and people would just not wear their mask, and they couldn't kick them out, I guess, so, you know, you know, it causes kind of, like, drama, like, people are being, like, you know, people would get mad if somebody was wearing one or if they weren't wearing one, and or if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated. We have a lot of people around these small towns in the country that just get really angry about it.
Yeah, so does the response from the community that you live in make you concerned for the future of the pandemic?
Yeah, it does, because I feel like it's never going to go away if, you know, they don't try to protect themselves. They act like it's nothing, like it's a hoax. And if they act like that, how are we ever going to go back to normal? Like, how are our children going to have, you know, go to school like a normal kid without a mask on their face, and they can't even see each other smiling, you know? It's so the people in our community, they should really, you know, if they don't want to get vaccinated, they should really wear their mask and wash their hands and not be in public so much unless they have to be, just to protect, you know, the elderly and make things go back to normal.
Have you or anybody you know gotten sick with COVID?
Yeah, when it first hit, my neighbors caught it, and then I thought that I did, but my boyfriend tested negative. I don't think I really know anybody else. I had neighbors that had caught it. None of my family caught it that I knew of.
What have been your primary sources of news during the pandemic?
Definitely, like, social media, like Facebook, Google. Like, maybe a little bit of Instagram. My mom. I don't have live TV, so definitely I was always on my phone looking up stuff about it.
Do you have any thoughts about how the government in New York is handling the COVID-19 pandemic?
I think they're handling it pretty well. They're pretty strict about it. I know, like in Florida now, the cases get below a certain percentage, they let kids take the masks off at school, but there's no talk of that here, which is unfortunate, you know, just because, like, really little kids that are in preschool, pre-K, kindergarten, they have a hard time wearing them all day. So it sucks that even if we got really low cases in our county, like, they still have to wear them in school no matter what, you know. So it's like, you know, we don't see the end of it in sight, you know.
So what do you think a year from now will look like for you?
Probably the same. Probably everybody's wearing the masks in school. Maybe stores will still be by choice, but if the cases get worse, you know, after the holidays, then maybe they'll start making everybody wear them in the stores again, the masks. I'm hoping it gets better. It seems like a lot of people I know, almost everybody I know, has gotten the vaccines, so I'm hoping it gets better, but I don't think things will be too much different in a year.
And how has COVID changed your outlook on life? If it has?
Well, I still like to travel when I can to Florida and see my family, but it's definitely made me more paranoid, like nervous, and stay home a lot more, especially in my state, just in my county, in my town, just because, you know, people don't take it seriously. They think it's a hoax, so.
And how has your thoughts on the pandemic changed throughout it?
At first, I was really, really scared. Now I'm not too scared anymore. But I still wear the mask because of, you know, I started to take it off when I got vaccinated, and then I heard about the Delta variant. I quickly put it back on. In 2020, I definitely was really, really nervous about it. We quarantined a lot when we would come into contact, you know, with somebody with COVID or things like that. If I traveled to Florida, you know, I would have to quarantine afterwards. So I took it really seriously. Now I'm not as, like, scared, but still, you know, it's still there, so.
And did you get the vaccine?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got it in June. The Pfizer, the two shots.
And what do you have to say for anybody who's nervous or is reluctant to get the vaccine?
Well, you know, I think it's like their body, their choice. I'm not going to hate somebody for not getting it. I'm not going to not hang out with them if they're like a family member. But I definitely encourage it. Like with my mom, I'm like, you need to get it. You need to get it. You know, it didn't affect me. Like the second shot, of course, made me a little sick, but you know, I think if it keeps you out of the hospital, if you catch COVID and maybe saves your life, then I think it's a good thing. But I'm not going to, like, freak out on somebody for not getting it, you know?
So imagine years down the line, another outbreak of another disease occurs. What would your advice be for someone going through that?
Maybe follow the same guidelines that we did for COVID-19. Maybe they should wear the masks, and if there's ever a vaccine for that, maybe they should get it. You know, wash their hands a lot. Social distancing, 6 feet. Not go to public unless they have to. You know, it's nice to go to parks and just be outside and distance yourself instead of going to like a mall, for example, when things like that happen.